You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
I can know the covenant that I have with God. I can know the direction I need to go on my journey. I can know how to listen to the voice of God when He tells me where to go.
Tune in Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgarner on WCNO.
At St. Lucie Christian, we believe that faith and athletics go hand in hand in the development of our students. A sound mind requires a sound body, and this can be accomplished through the combination of academics, faith, and athletics. We are proud to provide our students with the option to enhance their educational experience with athletics in the fields of football, basketball, soccer, baseball, and cheerleading. Our God is doing awesome things every day through student athletes in schools and in communities worldwide. We partner with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes organization to unite two passions, faith and athletics, to impact the world for Jesus Christ.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
The master of the feast called the bridegroom, and he said to him, "Every man at the beginning sets out with the good wine, and then when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. You've kept the good wine until now." Somebody said he kept the good stuff till later. "This beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory." Somebody say his glory. "And manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for the ability to preach and teach. I thank you for your precious spirit in the house today. Lord, I thank you for your glory in our life today. Manifest in your truth in us today, God. Give us revelation that changes us from the inside out. And let my words be your words. And let your anointing rest in this room. In Jesus' name. If you believe that, say amen. Go ahead, touch somebody. Say, "Mama said, it's time to become a miracle worker." I mean, when we talk about miracles, we talk about glory. Everybody say glory. How many know from the very beginning the Bible talks about Adam before he fell into, until the fall of man came, was clothed in God's glory. Not the religious kind of glory. We're talking about God's glory. Amen. Romans 8:19 says that the world is waiting for the glory of God to be revealed in the sons of men. That means that God's got glory on the inside of you that he wants to reveal to the rest of the world. Come on, how many know God's trying to speak through you? God's trying to do something through you. God's trying to get you to expose him. I mean, are you in the exposure business? You're trying to expose Jesus to people. Come on, amen? And we're not talking about glory, glory. We're talking about real glory, because I grew up in a Pentecostal church, and every time the pastor said something cool, somebody go, glory. We're not talking about that kind of glory, even though that kind of glory is cool, because sometimes you say, woo, that's some good glory. But we're talking about the glory of God. But I grew up thinking, well, that kind of glory just meant you're just saying something really good. It's kind of like a hallelujah, kind of like a praise. I didn't really understand what it meant to have the glory of God on the inside of my life. Come on, amen. And another way that we learned about glory when we were little was when you went to a funeral. I mean, what I'm talking about. Well, we just want to say that Brother Pete has entered into the glory of God. I mean, that was the only really definitions we knew of glory when I grew up. But there's something more about the glory of God that manifests on the inside of our life that equips us and empowers us to do the will of God, to be able to arrive at the destination that he's called us to. Come on, amen. I mean, a lot of times a religious mentality robs us of the full understanding of what it means to walk in glory, because we can get really religious real quick. I ain't got nobody helping me, but that's all right. Not nobody in this place. We don't get religious real quick. But the truth is we all have within us innate ability to put on. And how many know if you're not putting on Jesus, you're putting on something else, or you're putting on you? Come on, amen. Somebody said, I don't put on. I'm real. I'm just real. I don't put on nothing. That ain't true. Everybody's putting on something. And the only way to really become what God wants you to be Paul said, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. You better put on Jesus. Don't be putting on people, and don't be putting on you. Come on, somebody. Amen? But what happens is oftentimes we even take the Old Testament outlook or an Old Testament scripture or the Old Testament prophet that would come along, and they would always say this: God will not share his glory with any man. Who's ever heard that? That's God's glory. Don't cross the line. You can't share the glory of God with him. Come on, amen. How many of you ever heard that? Raise your hand. If you grew up in Pentecostal church, you probably heard that at some time. God won't share his glory with anybody. It's his glory. And we got to give all the glory to God. Amen? That's what the Old Testament prophet said. But when you come along to the New Testament and you get into what Jesus said, you get into John chapter 17 and verse 22, Jesus said this. He said, Father, the glory that you have given to me, I give to them. Somebody say, thank you for the glory. Look at your neighbor and say, God gave me glory. I'm not trying to be a heretic, but I got some glory. Go ahead, touch somebody and say, I got some glory. Some of you can't even do that. Don't be religious now. Just look at them and say, I got glory in me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus said, I want to give it to them. Jesus said, Father, the glory that you give to me and the glory that we share, I want you to put it on them. Isn't that awesome? Jesus wants to share his glory with you. Go ahead and look at your neighbor and say, yep, you need some glory. Amen. Why does he do that? Because the will of the Father is to see the glory of God manifested in the earth. God does have a plan, and you in it. And your job and your call in this plan is to help manifest God's glory in the earth. And in order to do that, he puts some glory in you so you can manifest it in the earth. Because God's glory is coming through people. I mean, are you on assignment this morning, huh? Come on, touch somebody. Say, Mama said, it's time to become a miracle worker. Now, I realize that sometimes we've seen glory come like in manifestations and when there's an outpouring of the Holy Spirit and an intense worship service and the glory of God fills the room. I've been in environments where literally there's been a fog that fills the room. I've been in environments where nobody could stand up because the power of God was released. I've been in environments when everybody that came in the room, it didn't matter what they were sick with or what kind of disease they carried, everybody was healed. Nobody left not healed. I've been in those environments where the glory of God manifested. It don't happen all the time, but I wish it would. Come on, huh? But we're not even talking about that kind of glory. That's the healing power of God being released in his manifested presence. Even Jesus, when on the Sermon on the Mount, taught that one of the ways that the glory of God is revealed is that it comes through his people who understand the power of good works. Everybody say good works. Do you know that we have the capacity to do good works without the Spirit of God? It's true. You can be nice all by yourself. Listen to me. You don't have to sin every time you get a chance. You don't have to be mad every time you get a chance. Some of you need to get a little checkup from the neck up, because I feel the power of God just working in some people right now. I just feel it. Come on, smile at me. It's all right. You're going to be okay. I promise. Amen. But the reality is that the real glory of God is seen through people. He said, men will see your good works, and what? They will glorify my Father in heaven. That means every time you behave yourself and act good, they're going to give glory to God. Think about that the next time you get nasty with somebody. And let me just say this to you. If you're not glorifying God, then you're glorifying somebody else. It's one thing to praise God on a Sunday, but you got to be able to praise him on a Tuesday evening when all hell broke loose. Otherwise, you'll find yourself in a place at a different kind of worship service glorifying the devil. And it ain't hard to get there, ladies and gentlemen. Because somebody will get on your last nerve. I feel the Holy Ghost. Paul said to the church in Ephesus, he said that Jesus was returning for a glorious church. Everybody say a glorious church. He's talking about a church without a spot. He's talking about a church without a wrinkle. He's talking about a church that has been made pure by the glory of God. That's why it's a glorious church. It ain't glorious because of who we are. It's glorious because of who he is. That word glorious right there literally means this. He's returning for a church that's learned how to walk and operate in his manifested glory.
Hello, this is Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I want to thank you for participating in the Revealing Truth radio broadcast and supporting this vital ministry to the community. Many of you have been instrumental in bringing the revelation of the gospel of Jesus Christ to South Florida. Your generous tax-deductible donations help us reach a potential audience of 30,000 people every day. We are excited to announce to you today that giving to this ministry has become even easier. Will you please take a moment and text the word radio to 772-800-2464. Again, text the word radio to 772-800-2464. Then just follow the easy one-time setup and you can become a monthly supporter of The Revealing Truth. I want to thank you for your support today and being a covenant partner with The Revealing Truth radio broadcast. For more information on becoming a covenant partner, you can email me directly at pastorjason.truth@gmail.com. The address again is pastorjason.truth@gmail.com. It would be a great honor to have you partner with us as we seek to bring revival to South Florida. God bless you today, and thank you again for your generosity and all of your support. Again, text radio to 772-800-2464 and be a covenant partner today. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day.
I mean, in the glory is where things happen. Anybody can confess Jesus, but it's another thing to walk around in the manifested glory of Jesus. It's another thing to operate in the power of God for every part of your life. Power of God to change the atmosphere that you're dwelling in. You got to be able to change the world that you live in. Come on, the world that you step into, the atmosphere that you step into. And that's why God calls us a glorious church, and he wants us to manifest his glory. How many know that's what he's returning for? He's returning for us, the glorious people with glory on the inside that he gave us. Amen. He's not just coming for a church that's just a beautiful bride and just got a lot of makeup on and got beautiful smelling perfume. That's not what he's looking for, a dressed up church. He's looking for a church that manifests the glory of God in every sphere of influence in the world that we live in. He's coming for a church that's learned how to make itself ready for the return of the King. That we are doing the works of the one who sent us. That good works are manifesting. Amen. I'm talking about the bride of Christ. So every time you talk about the bride of Christ, all the men go, ooh, I don't want to be no bride. Well, get over it, because when we talk about, then the Bible says the sons of God, he's talking about daughters too. We're all sons of God and we're all the bride of Christ. Huh? Talk about your gender politics. I got me some Holy Ghost gender identity. I am the bride of Christ and a son of God. God was way ahead on this gender identity thing long before anybody thought it was cool. Now he ain't gonna shout at me, but that's all right. Come on, amen. I mean, it's about the bride. It ain't about Mother Earth. It's about the bride. I'm talking about the real mothering spirit in the earth today. How many know what the real mothering spirit in the earth today has been placed in? It's been placed in a thing called His church. Come on, did you know that the bride of Christ takes up the role of motherhood in the earth? It ain't about Mother Earth and hug a tree and swaddle a plant. It's about changing a life. How many know the characteristics of the church and the characteristics of a mother got a lot in common? How many know moms nurture? How many know the church is supposed to nurture? How many know moms tell you the truth? How many know the church is supposed to tell you the truth? It's the assignment of the church to tell you the truth. Moms help you with your little boo-boos. How many know that's what we do down here at Truth Church? We help you with your boo-boos. Praise the Lord. Amen. Moms love you unconditionally. That's what we do as a church to the world that we've been called to. We learn how to love people unconditionally. It's our assignment. Moms intercede and pray with you. The church will intercede and pray with you. Moms teach and moms preach. The church has been called to preach and teach the gospel, the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Moms equip you and get you ready for the life that lies in front of you. How many of that's what the call of the house of God is all about? It's about a group of people that come together in the presence of God and get equipped for the assignment of God that's on their life. So it ain't about Mother Earth. It's about the church. Somebody say the bride. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had a shift in our culture that's really gotten away from the structure that's built in the earth today. And instead of people who worship God and are nurtured by His church, we live in a society that is nurtured by secular humanism, by selfishness, by self-seeking desires. Whatever I got to do to get a leg up, whatever I got to do to get one on over you, as long as I ain't as bad as you are, I'm doing good. I mean, you could be doing really bad in life, but when you see somebody else doing worse than you, that can give you a little bit of comfort. As long as I ain't as bad as he is. And we take comfort in the faulty state of a system that is dying and bringing death, rather than taking comfort in the mechanism that God has given to us to give us life, His people. Look at somebody and say, you're the answer. Mama said, tell them, it's time to become a miracle worker. See, the directive of the church is to take everything that heaven has made available and see it manifest in the world. I know heaven's got some pretty cool stuff available to us. Really, that's what the glory of God is. It's heaven manifesting in the earth. It's the principles of heaven manifesting. It's the power of heaven that manifests. It's the knowledge and the wisdom that manifests, that happens in heaven, manifesting through God's people in the earth. That's what ambassadorship really is all about. Manifesting yourself in the earth. How many know in the last few generations, people in this generation of Pentecostal charismatic church have really learned how to tap into the spiritual realm and really learned how to walk by faith? I mean, we've seen something since the 1960s in the church that just wasn't around, where the supernatural power of God has really been on display. And if you're part of a Pentecostal church and a charismatic church today, everywhere in this world, you're seeing the manifestation of supernatural things take place. Now, you're not going to see it in every church because every church don't preach this. But it is out there. And supernatural power does manifest. Amen. We've been a part of things where we've had the faith, and that faith gave us the ability to move things and see things where it didn't seem like it would be possible or didn't seem like they could be moved, where God made a way where there seemed to be no way. How many know that comes by faith? Praise the Lord. Amen. And that's really how the glory of God begins to manifest. It's not just giving you what you need to live everyday life. It's not just teaching you how to get through the high-pressure situations of life, but it's about learning how to walk in the glory and the power of God in your life so it can manifest everywhere else. See, there's a difference where you have just learned how to overcome for yourself and you've just learned to have victory for yourself, and then you pivot into this next place in life where you begin to take the power of God that's on the inside of you and you begin to help people overcome. Because really, that's the way your life is meant to be lived, because it really ain't all about you. What we've had in churches today and what we've had in the gospel has been really just a bunch of self-help stuff. And we have such a self-help mentality when we walk into a church that almost everything that's being taught on and everything that's being preached on is about how I can improve myself and how I can get myself better. Well, let me just help you how you can improve yourself. Give yourself away. Because the more you learn how to give yourself away and give away the manifested glory of God, the better off you're going to be. The moment you realize that it's not about you, but it's about Him, is when everything begins to fall in place. That's why I love being a part of a Pentecostal church. Because I love walking around in the glory of God. And I'm not just talking about in a glory cloud with gold dust falling down on my head. I'm talking about walking around in the glory of God, walking into an atmosphere that is charged with evilness, and stepping in and barely having to say a word, and the whole atmosphere shifts by the power of God. People about to kill each other. Next thing you know, they're hugging and crying. That's power of God. Praise the Lord. So here we are in John chapter 2. We see the first thing that Jesus ever did in the earth in a miraculous way that began to draw people's attention. Now, how many know he'd been on the earth for 30 years, but he hadn't begun to manifest any of the glory of God that was on the inside of him until this day. And all of a sudden, he begins to display the glory of God, and he causes the people to come in contact with wonderment. Somebody said, I wonder. He said, what does that mean? It means anything you wonder about. I mean, when you see something you don't understand, what do? You wonder. And Jesus begins to do things that cause people to wonder. And they're saying things like this: what in the world's going on? How can this happen? How can this be? Who is this dude, Jesus? And he did it through a simple thing of showing up at a wedding and making an alcoholic beverage. Go ahead and get over yourself. And listen to me. He only did it because his mama told him it was time. He didn't even agree with the timing on it. You know, we get so twisted up in our religious circles. I mean, when you really stop to consider that Jesus, the first miracle he did was at a party. I think I helped somebody right there. I just want to know when we're going to decide that it's time to move from the natural order of things and begin to move over into the supernatural order of things. And I'm not talking about a hopped up worship service, where people are floating around at the altar and their feet ain't touching the ground. I'm talking about the supernatural power of God to be able to walk into a place and the gospel of Jesus Christ begin to change lives of people outside the church. Come on, amen. Look at your neighbor and say, Mama said, it's time to become a miracle worker. So the question is how do I order the natural of my life for the supernatural? How do I move from natural to supernatural? It's by a movement. It's by a Holy Ghost movement. Somebody say movement. You've got to find out what God is doing in the earth today and become part of the movement. Now, here's the problem in the church today. Most of the time, we don't want to move anywhere except where we want to go. The only movement we want to be a part of is the one that involves us feeling good about it. Most of the times when God has a movement, it's going to require something from you. There's going to be some type of sacrifice involved. There's going to be some type of struggle. Come on, help me, amen. Listen, if you ain't got no problems, then you ain't moving. If you ain't struggling, then you ain't going nowhere. If you ain't got an enemy, you better find one. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to help you right now. If you don't have an enemy, you better find one, because it's the enemies of our life that cause movement in our life to the destiny that God has called us to. Amen? And I believe there's a movement that is coming to the earth today in this generation where things are about to be turned upside down like we ain't never seen before. It's not going to be church as usual. It's not going to be society as usual. It's not going to be the normal parameters of what we think the culture is all about. God's about to break outside the bounds of this culture, and the media is not going to be able to explain it. CNN ain't going to be able to explain it. Fox News ain't going to be able to explain it. He's going to be on TV shaking his head like this. I don't know what's going on out there, but people done lost their mind. These Christians are going nuts out there because a move of God is coming to this land. I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my spirit. I know it because God has told me that we are being appointed for such a time as this. Somebody shout a movement. I wonder if I got anybody in here today that wants to be a part of a movement. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv.